Good morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Brock, it's Kevin Butters here, mate. I have racing pigeons.
Yeah, Kevin. Are they all right? And I am... What's going on with them?
Sorry?
Are they okay?
No, they're crook, mate.
Yeah.
Now, I probably want an autopsy done. Would you be able to do an autopsy in that for me?
Definitely, Kevin. Yeah, I can do that for you, man. We can have a look at the pigeon. Is it just freshly passed away?
Would you want one still alive or one that's passed away?
I haven't got... that's unwell?
Sorry? Yeah, I have. It's just a... The droppings are very real wet and loose.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them get over it. A lot of them get over it, but some die from it.
Okay.
I've had about three or four die so far, and it's been ongoing now since probably in the middle of race season. The cockbirds and that got it, and then it went through to me hens.
Yeah, sure.
And it's just been an ongoing. I've treated them for everything, but yeah, nothing works.
Sure, man. Well, it could honestly just be a virus, Kevin. You know, we've sent some of the birds out and they've mixed with some other birds and they come back and it could be, adenovirus, rotavirus. It's fairly common, especially with the dropping chain.
Well, I know it's not rota because I've had rota. We get rota every year and there's definitely different symptoms altogether to rota.
Any vomiting or anything like that?
No vomiting, no. They just get a bit fluffed up and like the ones that are with them, like because I got the first round and now the second round's moved in with the older babies.
Mm-hmm.
Normally it's the younger ones getting a little bit of under pressure a little bit more, so they break down a bit.
That's true.
But they're still flying good, but cool. they just keep breaking down.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, what I'll do, so the price, I'll just get you a price for the post-mortem. Have we done that before for you, Kevin, here?
No, mate, no, I've never been to this before, no.
Cool. So, yeah, so what would be good is if you had a dead bird and then you had another live bird that had symptoms, I'd probably just euthanize the freshly euthanize the sick bird. And then I'd probably just look at both just to double check they both have the same sort of signs. Go through a couple sort of gut smears and look at their guts and have a look at their liver and all of the sort of tissues. And sometimes we get lucky enough where we can find, there might be some trikes or some worms or some parasites there. That might be easy, but sometimes as well, if they've got, a huge liver and some issues like that, we might have to send off some more samples to actually get your diagnosis on the actual virus, if it's a virus. The price for the autopsy with the report without the, what we call the histology, where we send the samples to the lab for more analysis, is about $300.
Yeah.
So that's me opening them up, having a look inside, doing some sort of gut smears and the crop smears and stuff like that to see if there's anything there. But it doesn't include viral testing or the histology where we cut the tissues up and they tell me what's happening in the actual tissue, just so I can just look sort of grossly from the autopsy. I think that'd be a good option. The other thing would be, just probably worming them, maybe just giving them a treatment for cocci and...
They've had all that, yeah.
Have you vaccinated? Do you vaccinate the birds?
Not what for what?
Well, typically probably paramyxo would be number one.
I don't do that. I do them for pigeon pox, but I don't do them for PCB. No.
No. Well, that's it. Like that's, honestly, if the way you describe it, Kevin, it's probably some sort of virus. I would think like.
That's what we reckon. But how long do you think that the virus is going to take? Like this has been lingering on now for, probably half the year.
Yeah, well, I'll probably just rest the birds and, hopefully they get over it. But that's it. Like, from our point of view, we can vaccinate them. We can treat them for the worms and the cocci and things like that. So it just depends on what it is. But if, if we can only do as much as we can. But I'd probably say it's probably good to vaccinate the birds once they're well, or vaccinate the well ones and isolate the sick ones and, just try and treat them for what we can.
I always worm. I worm probably three times a year with the Avitrol Plus, and that does tapeworms and everything. And because I got a wire for, I don't find many worms.
Yep.
I'm always on top of the worms because we race them, of course, and you've got to be in best of health, buddy, to perform.
Well, that's it. Like, especially with the racing, they get really stressed, and those parasites and, mycoplasma and chlamydia and everything like that, they can always just worry in their head, hey?
Yeah, I treat that if they break down or anything like that, if I see any signs of respiratory or anything like that, I always treat. But,
yep.
but yeah, no, they, uh, It's just that even the pigeons that the older pigeons when I raced last year, even their droppings are still not 100%.
Sure.
They're still loose. They're still damp.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't come back.
Yeah.
And
that's it. I mean, we definitely see some parasites that have resistance to medication as well, Kevin. So sometimes even if they just have loose droppings, they actually could just be parasites, which we should be able to detect on the autopsy and some fecal smears. So, and that's it. Like, it might just be that we have to worm them more often or treat them for coccidia, just, you know. But yeah, I think, you know, there's definitely something it could be, hopefully, but if it's a virus, we're probably sort of left with saying, well, we just sort of, it depends on what virus it is and if we can vaccinate them or not. But
sure.
I think it's definitely good practice, especially if we're going to be mixing birds and they're coming back in the loft and with the others and stuff. So,
I understand that, yeah. But I haven't got anything that looks like going to fall off the tooth yet, but I have got plenty of them here that I can pick from. The droppings are real bad, like in the mornings, I clean twice a day.
Yeah.
And, there's still plenty there I can pick off the perch that's, you know, still not right.
But that's it too. Like, I mean, it could be even be salmonella. You know, that's pretty much impossible to eradicate from a flock as well. We just try and rest them and give them the best life, and hopefully they don't sort of shed it too much, or we just sort of deal with the carriers. But that could be something too. Like, if they've got salmonella, that's which is common too. Then yeah. Difficult, mate. But yeah, well, if you wanted to, I think that'd be nice if we had one freshly dead bird and then one bird that was still alive that I could euthanize and do the sort of fresher autopsy. Then we just get the best of both worlds and we can see what's happening inside. But
what happens? I can't get a dead one in the near future if I just bring over one that's crook at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's fine as well. We can just use one. That would be fine.
Until when the next one passes away, I'll bring it over straight away.
Yeah. That should be fine, but if you've just got one that's, you know, fluffed and has bad droppings and looks ill, that should be fine. It's just, you know, hopefully we'll get enough information from the what we call the gross autopsy and the smears, but sometimes we need to do a bit more testing. But we'll talk to you about that after we do it.
But when today I can't make it, but what about are you right? Is it best to go in tomorrow, or would you prefer to do it on a Monday? Say.
Definitely. Well, yeah, the process would take us a few hours, Kevin. So what we do is we euthanize the pigeon. I usually wait probably 4 to 6 hours or so for all the blood to sort of congeal in the body. So when it's cut open, it doesn't just leak everywhere.
Yeah.
And then it might just take us a couple of hours to do the report for you and just slides and stuff. So it might be tomorrow is definitely fine. Early next week is fine as well. I don't work Friday, Saturday. I'd be happy to do it, but Vanessa's also very capable as well. She's fantastic. She's here tomorrow.
You want me to wait until Monday and bring it in?
Monday? Yeah, I'll just get that one.
Or do you want me to bring it in tomorrow? You don't work tomorrow, did you say?
No, I don't work tomorrow, but if you're happy to see Vanessa, who also does a bunch of pigeon work and everything too, she'd be happy to see you tomorrow as well with the pigeon.
Whatever you think, mate. What do you reckon?
Cool. Well, I think the sooner the better, definitely. It just may take a day or two for us to get everything sorted with the autopsy and things like that.
Yeah.
I'll just book out some time on the schedule for tomorrow. So could you maybe drop the bird in about 10 o'clock or so?
Yeah, not a problem, yeah.
Thanks, mate. So I'll just hold that in. Pigeon autopsy. So you see, you haven't been here before, Kevin, so I just have to make you a file as a client. So you said Kevin Butters, was it?
Butters, yeah, mate. Yeah, Butter with an S on it.
Awesome. 0427-287-001. And just your email address, Kevin?
Mate, I ain't got one, mate. I'm not no good on computers or anything like that.
Okay, no, that's all good. Well, okay, just your home address then.
20 Winchester Avenue, Burpengary East.
Yeah. Have you got power back?
Yeah, mate, just got to back it up last night.
Poor bugger.
All the meat's gone.
Yeah. That's all right. Well, I got about $300 back on my from my home insurance policy from spoiled food, so there might be something if you haven't already done that. That'd be good.
Oh, right. I think I got an insurance mob coming today to look at, because my back Calabon fence got blown flattened.
Yep.
So they're coming to have a look at it, and I think they're going to look after us with the. I told them all the meat buggered in the freezer and everything as well, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do there, but anyway.
And the pigeons were okay as well?
Yeah, they said, my stock lofts got all wet, but I just cleaned them out straight away. But yeah, the stock pigeons are fine. It's just these race pigeons that have got the bug in them.
Yeah, cool.
I know what it is. Been in pigeons, I'm nearly 70 year old, and I've been in them since I can remember, like, you know.
Yeah. That's it, man. Well, it's you know, we've got a list of stuff it could be. It's just going to depend on what it is and what we can do for you.
Yeah.
I'm just booking all this time out. So I've just made a generic patient file for a pigeon, is what I've done. Autopsy. So what I've got there is at 10 o'clock, we'll probably just have a quick consultation with Vanessa.
Yep.
And I think she's probably using those at then, and I booked some time in the afternoon to do the autopsy procedure. And then hopefully she'll give you a call end of day or maybe the next day once she's had a look at all the slides and gone through it all and written it all up for you. That should be fine. Man, I might just ask you a few more questions about the actual the number of pigeons you have and things like that. So you said you've lost three or four. Was that since last year, sorry? Or when was that from?
No, this is probably on the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm. 2 months. And how many pigeons do you have in total?
I've bred about 116 so far this year, but they're not all in that same cage.
No.
My cage is 9 meters long.
Yep. So how many do you have in total, sorry? How many total pigeons?
200 pigeons, I'd say.
200-odd.
That's counting stock pigeons, I think.
Yeah, and so, sorry, it's the race birds and the stock birds and the young birds as well that are having, it's sort of all, in all areas that are having all those droppings?
No, it's only in me race loft.
Just the race loft, okay.
Yes.
And loose droppings. And have you had any sort of, like youngsters have any problems or anything like that?
Not while they're in with their parents, no. It's only when I move them from the stock loft over into the race loft.
Yep.
And that's when they start to have the problems.
Okay. And sorry, it's the older birds as well that are also having the loose droppings?
Yes, my first round babies, yes. They would have been born in, say, the 8th month, say, August, yeah.
Cool. Okay, that's fine. And just the diet, Kevin, what do you feed these guys?
Just pigeon mix, peas, wheat, sorghum. They get a bit of corn.
Yep.
Yeah, they get a bit of a mixture, and then they get fresh grit and mineral powder and all that.
Cool. And when you said you have treated them for coxy and worms and stuff like that, can you just tell me what medications you've actually given them as well?
Well, when I treat for coxy, they'll get Bacox. Yes.
Yep. What about for the worms?
Like Avitrol Plus is a tablet.
Yep, plus tablet. And how much do you usually give them? One tablet each or half tablet?
And they don't get 24 hours, I mean.
Cut out then, sorry, Kevin, just say again.
They don't get fed 24 hours before I give them a tablet.
Yep. Cool, for tablet. And then what about for canker or trike or anything? Do you do anything for that?
Not really. I keep away from as much as I can of using any antibiotics or anything. I don't try and, you know... I'll try and make the bird's immune system build up too much, especially in the off season.
Yep.
But normally canker, if I find any, I think got canker, I'll give them a dose of Emtrol or Ronivet stuff. I think I got it.
Cool. And you said you vaccinated for the pox as well. Was that recently, or was that just like a once-off couple of years ago?
All my babies are done before I wean them across from their parents. So I do them all in the nest.
Cool. And just how old were they, sorry? When you usually
stuck weeks? Very early.
What sort of age was that, sorry, Kevin?
Oh, they'd be a month old, 5 weeks old.
Cool.
The mosquitoes, see, the mosquitoes get in them straight away as soon as you move them over.
Definitely.
So I don't get in pox or not that.
And so, sorry, you haven't given them any antibiotics or anything otherwise?
No, mate, no.
Cool. Cool, okay. Well, I think that's good Oh, sorry, and you said, were they suspended aviaries as well, sorry, mate, on the white?
Sorry, I'll be telling you a white bib there because I have got them on sulfur abs at the moment.
Okay.
AVs.
Yep.
They're for 5 days now.
Cool. And so was that, did you have suspended aviaries or what sort of flooring did you have?
I have, what I got, they're about 400 off the ground. I got concrete underneath me loft. And my loft's about 400 off the ground. I've got wire floor, but I've got timber right around on the inside. It's only probably 10 inches where underneath the perch is.
Cool.
The dropping's through underneath the cage.
Perfect. Come. Okay. Cool. No, I think that gives us plenty to work with and think about and stuff, Kevin. So, we'll bring the pension in at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Just grab the thickest looking one. If something dies overnight, just pop it in the fridge and then we'll bring it in. But otherwise, we'll see you at 10. We'll euthanize that pigeon. I booked out some time in the arvo for Vanessa to do that all.
That's not a problem.
Awesome. Okay.
And actually, whereabouts are you actually? Give me in a rough area because I'm not real good on the phone getting to the addresses, but just give me a rough idea which way to head to get there.
So we're on the corner of Anzac Avenue and Ashmole Road. Just a big white building with our signs out the front. So if you just keep going on in Anzac Avenue towards, you know, Redcliffe, you'll just see us pretty much just at the traffic lights.
Yep.
So
what is it? Towards the hospital end, is it?
We're just a little bit west of the hospital, just before the hospital. We used to be apparently we're an old dressmaker shop or something is what.
Yeah, no worries, mate. I'll pop this, yep. It'll be right.
And that's it. Our entrance to the car park is on Anzac Avenue as well.
Right, I might not a worry.
It'll be there. So, yeah, just I booked out, half an hour or so with Vanessa to start. And we'll get that sorted, hey.
Thank you very much, Brock. Appreciate it, mate.
Thanks, Kevin. All right, take care, mate. Bye.
Talk to you. Thank you.